I'm Eric Ellen for KLCC. A multifaceted celebration takes place at the Wow Hall in Eugene tonight, April 20th, as David Gans, the Garcia Birthday Band, various merry pranksters, and others gather to celebrate Oregon's first legal 420 and whatever else feels worth celebrating. David Gans has been a part of related celebrations for many decades as a musician, a writer, a storyteller, proprietor of the Grateful Dead Hour syndicated radio program, and he's here with us in the KLCC studios. Thanks for being here, David.
Hey, thanks for having me, Eric.
Well, what do you feel like celebrating? There's so much to celebrate.
Yes, indeed. Well, I have a book and two CDs to celebrate, and we have the legalization of marijuana to celebrate. And we were talking before we went on the air, all of the guys our age never thought this sort of thing would happen. And it's a little weird, but kind of cool. I've been on vacation for a little over a week with my wife. We went all the way up to Bellingham and east to Maple Falls, and visited a couple of legal pot stores up there in Washington. It's a little weird to be looking at loudly packaged Maui Wowie, but there's something kind of cool about being able to walk into a shop and walk out with what you want and not worry about your car being searched and things like that.
Times have changed in so many ways. And music is a part of it all. And there is some music that goes back to one of your previous CDs that relates to Eugene and the Grateful Dead and all of those things. Shall we do a little bit of music that relates to this town?
Yeah, I'm going to play this for you live. This is I borrowed the lyrics for this song from Jim Page, who is very, very well known here at Eugene and OCF. Jim and I have been friends for a couple of decades, and I was sitting in a hotel room in Jacksonville, Florida one night about 15 years ago, farting around with the finger-picking thing, and somehow I got inspired to try singing the lyrics of one of my favorite Jim Page songs across this music, and with just a little bit of minor surgery, it worked. So I sent a copy of it to Jim and said, "Do you mind?" And he said, "Not at all, man. Go for it." So I put it on a record. It's called "Going Down to Eugene to See the Grateful Dead." And the cool thing about it is it was written about the 1993 Autzen Stadium shows, and I was here for those, broadcasting on KLCC with Deb Trist and Trip Summer and a bunch of other people. So that was kind of the first time I crossed paths with KLCC. So the song looms large in our mutual legend. Up and I'm ready to roll. I got one eye open for the highway patrol. The other eye is open for that freeway sign. 300 miles and I'm making good time. Well, my stomach's growling, but my head's been fed. I'm going down to Eugene to see the Grateful Dead. Tape deck's cranking out a rattling sound in a sympathetic rhythm to the wheel go round. Sport Ute's eating me up alive. This thing don't do more than 55, but I can sleep in the back. It's a roadside bed. I'm going down to Eugene to see the Grateful Dead. Down to Eugene to see the Grateful Dead. Well, everybody needs a little break sometimes. Life gets too precise. Put a little slack in that old straight line and take some weird advice. Pulling into town, I'm all eyes and ears. Look at all these friends I ain't seen all year. Tripped out hippies, rag and bone, young.com, tie-dye, cellular phone. Delia DeLine and Tennessee Jet are going down to Eugene to see the Grateful Dead. Down to Eugene to see the Grateful Dead. Thank you. parking lot, I might get lost. Best place in the world to get your wires crossed. Reality shudders when you leap and shout. Some people go in and they never come out. I ain't been the same since my sanity fled. I'm going down to Eugene to see the Grateful Dead. Down to Eugene to see the Grateful Dead. Said everybody needs a little break sometimes. Life gets too precise. Put a little slack in that old straight line and take some weird advice. Well, my car's gassed up and I'm ready to roll. I got one eye open for the highway patrol. The other eye's open for that freeway sign. 600 miles and I'm making good time. Well, my stomach's growling, but my head's been fed. I'm going down to Eugene to see the Grateful Dead. Said my stomach's growling, but my head's been fed. I'm going on to the Greek to see the Grateful Dead. Out to Deer Creek to see the Grateful Dead. To Buckeye Lake to see the Grateful Dead. To RFK to see the Grateful Dead. To MSG to see the Grateful Dead. The Fillmore East to see the Grateful Dead. The Fillmore West to see the Grateful Dead. Dash it test to see the Grateful Dead. Thank you, Kyle, for the use of your Yamaha guitar.
That would be KLCC's Kyle Christopher sitting here with his Yamaha guitar, ace in service to KLCC. David Gans, live in the KLCC studios, Down to Eugene. You can find that in studio version on his previous CD, The Ones That Look the Weirdest Taste the Best. You can find David Gans on stage along with the Garcia Birthday Band, members of the Merry Pranksters, and who knows who else and what else at the Wow Hall tonight in Eugene. Doors at 7, show at 8.
I played in Portland with the Garcia Birthday Band on Sunday evening and just had a great time. Wonderful, sweet bunch of guys. Really do this music well, and I'm looking forward to jamming with them again tonight as well.
And April 20th is not too early to celebrate the August 1st birthday of Jerry Garcia, I would say, right? We can celebrate that all year, huh?
Hell yes.
Well, you've been diving back into the world of the Grateful Dead in a literary way as well with a book with Blair Jackson that came out this past year called This Is All a Dream We Dreamed, an oral history of the Grateful Dead. Is that kind of a revisitation for you, having previously written books about the Dead?
Well, there's not a lot of repeated material in it. Blair and I have both been covering the Dead for close to 40 years now. I've been, of course, listening to the Dead for more than 40 years. When we got the opportunity to do this book, we agreed that we weren't going to reuse material from our previous books. After my second book on the Dead was called Conversations with the Dead, and it was full transcripts of interviews with Jerry and Bob and Robert Hunter and Owsley Stanley and other people. We didn't have any problem with the repetition thing because we had so much material, and I spent a year gathering new interviews as well. So the idea was to not tell the same definitive story that's been told so well by Dennis McNally and Blair Jackson in his biography of Jerry and all, but to get stories from all the people who were there, including some people you probably never met before, and just let them tell their own story. So it's a collective narrative rather than us telling the story with quotes. You know, it's just everybody speaking for themselves with very short bits of linking text. We found people. There's a woman named Gail Helland who was a teenager in the Hate and just there when it all blossomed under her nose. You know, she was friends with the Santana people, part of the Grateful Dead family, and she was the secretary to the Grateful Dead on the day they found out that Lenny Hart had robbed them. And her story of that day is just amazing, and there's a kicker at the end of it that will blow your mind. So It's letting everybody, particularly, and there's a lot of female voices that we didn't think had been heard from enough, like Rosie McGee, Mountain Girls in there a little bit, So we wanted to just let the participants tell the story for themselves, and that's, I would say, like 95% of the text is other people just talking, one person after another, building the story that way.
So after your 40 years and more of writing about the Grateful Dead and working with the Grateful Dead in the ways that you have, what did you end up learning from producing this book of the oral history?
Well, everything. Grateful Dead have obviously been a huge part of my life for 40 years. I enjoyed unearthing more stories and just getting a taste of what life was like. Rosie McGee talked about being with the Dead when they went down to L.A. in 1966 to try and break into the music business, and they had a couple of acid tests down there and stuff. But what it was like to be, you know, she was Phil Lesh's girlfriend at the time, and they were a tribe. They all lived together for stretches, right? All the band members and the two or three people that were their crew, plus their women folk, you know, they all lived together. So getting a taste of what life was like in those days was very cool. And also, in the later years when the story got a little sadder, you know, when Jerry was struggling and the insanity of the Deadhead culture was kind of overwhelming the music, you know, we talked to several people who were there. Cameron Sears, who was the manager at the time, Stephen Marcus was the ticketing guy. Jan Simmons, who now lives here in Eugene, was also on the tour as Cameron's assistant and stuff. So getting the inside story of what it was like on that sort of scary final tour, you know, when there were death threats and calamities all over the place, it all added up to a story that was just full of wondrous things, and it kind of ended sadly. But what I learned, it's hard to even think about. Mostly what I learned was to be an honest performer. The Dead taught me that songs didn't have to be shallow pop tunes, that you could write songs with some depth and darkness to them and that people would listen to them. And I go on stage without a set list, as the Grateful Dead did, and I pay attention to what's coming back to me from the listeners, the people in the room. And I try and deliver an honest and genuine performance. And that, I think, is the single most important thing I learned from the Dead. And one other thing about that is the Dead were great. They wrote amazing original songs, but they were also phenomenal interpreters of other people's songs. And I think one of the coolest things the Dead do is treat their material democratically. You know, a lot of, like, big-time acts will do, like, all original songs and maybe throw in one favorite from somebody else as an encore or something like that. But the Dead did other people's tunes all through their shows at all times and interpreted them in their own voice, right? And they didn't privilege their own tunes over other people's songs. They treated all the material equally, and they let the story unfold in their show. And the right song, regardless of whether it was, you know, somebody's original or something else. And I do that in my own performances, too. I draw heavily, obviously, on Grateful Dead and other sources, along with my own several dozen original songs.
David Gans here in the KLCC studios, live tonight with the Garcia birthday band. Zane Kesey and the Merry Pranksters may be around. Who knows what else will happen at the Wow Hall Music at 8, celebrating Oregon's legal first 420. Well, you have put out a couple of CDs in the past year, one that's largely a Grateful Dead cover album, It's a Hand-Me-Down, and one, You Are Here, that's more on the original side. Let's make sure we get at least one tune in here from one of those. What would you like to share off of these CDs?
Well, I'd like to play you an original song that I co-wrote with Robert Hunter of the Grateful Dead. On the album You Are Here, there's a song called Shut Up and Listen. Robert and I collaborated on two songs entirely by email. I haven't seen him face-to-face in several years, but we've written two songs together by email, and that's fine with me.
David Gans from You Are Here with Shut Up and Listen on KLCC.
Listen in a minute or two. Shut up and listen, you can pick up a clue. Shut up and listen, doo-doo-doo. Shut up and listen, yeah, I'm talking to you. listen a minute or two. Shut up and listen, you can pick up a clue. Shut up and listen.
David Gans with a co-writes with Robert Hunter from the CD You Are Here, Shut Up and Listen. David Gans will appear along with the Garcia Birthday Band, members of the Merry Pranksters, and many more at the Wild Hall tonight in Eugene. Doors at 7, show at 8. They'll celebrate Oregon's first legal 420 and anything else you care to celebrate. Tickets and information at wowhall.org, with a portion of the proceeds going to support White Bird Clinic.
Yes.
For more on David Gans, davidgans.com as well. Well, radio really has changed. You've done the Grateful Dead Hour for so many years, but your radio world has changed quite a bit, hasn't it?
Yeah, I'm kind of amazed that it's still airing in as many places. It's not on the air here in Eugene because you have two homegrown Grateful Dead shows here, and there's no need for mine. Between Ed and Deb, you guys got it covered here. But I'm still doing it every week. I'm still putting the Grateful Dead's best foot forward on the air every week. And I'm still enjoying the hell out of it, despite the fact that the radio business is disintegrating before our very eyes. I'm glad things are going well here. Sounds like you guys had a successful fund drive.
We did indeed. It seems to be getting easier to fundraise in some ways, you know, but the radio world certainly is changing a great deal. How has the radio world, the public radio world, been for you and the Grateful Dead over the years? How do you think that community would have been different without the influence of non-commercial radio?
Well, you know, Phil Lesh was board hopping at KPFA in the early 60s when he met Jerry Garcia at a party. And he recorded Jerry and brought it to the host of a show called Midnight Special. And Gert Chiarito was the host, said, "Oh, yeah, bring him up." And Jerry did like a whole show of his own stuff back in those days. So KPFA was like a little moment of, you know, in Grateful Dead history. And of course, we broadcast a lot of shows from the Greek Theater starting in 86, I think. We broadcast every show that the Dead did in 86, 87, 88, and 89. And we did some New Year's shows as well, some of which you guys also carried. I was really fun, man, doing a global live broadcast of New Year's Eve with Ken Nordine was an amazing experience.
We're jazz.
Yeah. That's a great story if you got a minute, actually. I don't know if we have time.
We have about a minute and a half.
All right. Well, this would be a fun one. Before I tell this story, though, I want to tell all of you that it's never too late to support KLCC. You can make a donation on time, online anytime, and it's worth doing because the more donations come in between fund drives, the shorter the fund drives are.
It is a good thing.
So we were producing, planning the New Year's 90 broadcast. And we were thinking about things, little short bits we could play to cover transitions and stuff. And I held up the Best of Word Jazz album that had just come in from Rhino Records. And Dan Healy, the sound guy for the Dead End producer of the broadcast, jumped up and grabbed it out of my ass. I love this guy. So we called Rhino and asked if we could get Ken to do an ID for us. We got him on the phone. He said, well, I'm coming out to spend New Year's Eve with Tom Waits. I'll stop by. So a couple days before New Year's, we're at the Oakland Coliseum in the visiting team's locker room. And Ken's driver picks him up at the Oakland airport and brings him over to our area. And Jerry Garcia drops what he's doing and comes over to sit at Ken Nordine's feet. And Phil Lesh, too. It turns out all the Grateful Dead guys were huge fans of word jazz. So Ken wound up staying with us and doing the broadcast with us. And a couple months later made an album for Grateful Dead Records called... Devout Catalyst, backed by Jerry Garcia and David Grisman and their band improvising behind him. So it was the beginning of a beautiful friendship, and it all happened by accident, as so many things do in the Grateful Dead world.
And so many in the rest of the world as well.
Yeah.
So, well, thank you so much for coming in to share a little time here today and sharing some stories, and looking forward to seeing the book as well as you
thank
on stage
you.
Tonight. David Gans here in the KLCC studios with the Garcia Birthday Band at the Wow Hall tonight in Eugene. Show at 8, doors at 7.